Violinist Augustin Haderlich has been described as having poetic style and technique that's dazzling. He's a rising star among a new generation of violinists. He is the winner of the 2009 Avery Fisher Career Grant and gold medalist of the 2006 International Violin Competition of Indianapolis. And his versatility across the entire spectrum of the violin repertory is really impressive. He won special awards for best performance of a romantic concerto. By itself, that's okay. But he also won for a classical concerto, a Beethoven sonata, a violin sonata other than Beethoven, a Bach work, a commissioned work, an encore piece, and a Paganini caprice.
He's got to be about, what, 50 years old.
And not only that, the New York Times called him a brilliant violinist.
Well, that would be just kind of the icing on the cake, wouldn't it? Welcome.
And
welcome.
He's here on the midday. Augustin Haderlich, welcome.
Hi, nice to have me.
He'll be performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra this evening.
Yes, tonight.
Tonight, it's one of the most famous of all violin concertos.
Mendelssohn.
That's
yes.
The one, yes. Maybe
that's the
most
big
famous.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you have recorded, how many Haydn violin concertos are there, just out of curiosity? Are there more than three?
There are just three that survive. He wrote more than just three, probably four, or even more than that. But there are three surviving concertos, and I recorded them with the Cologne Chamber Orchestra a few years back.
And we don't think, at least I don't, first think of Haydn as a concerto composer. I know he did compose piano concertos and violin concertos, but somehow those are almost overlooked, I suppose, in the vastness of 104 symphonies and all the string quartets and even the choral works. But they are gorgeous concertos, those Haydn violin concertos. They're just beautiful.
Oh, yes.
All the way through.
Very, very beautiful. And like many of Haydn's works, they're really full of wit and very inventive in how he handles the forms. And they're in some ways... The forms that he uses are still more Baroque than
the concerto
form that Mozart that the Mozart violin concertos will later have, but at the same time they have that special wit that Haydn makes Haydn so special. Yeah.
Did he write those for any particular violinists that he was working with?
I think they were written. It's thought that they were written for the first violinist at the Esterházy court, the concertmaster there, whose name was Tomasini. Because I don't think that Haydn himself played...
Not particularly,
the violin.
He was a keyboard player.
And,
yeah.
And these pieces are not easy, even though they're... They might sound easy, but you know, they're not easy to play.
Speaking as a violinist.
So as a violinist and to some extent inevitably a showman, do you have to make them look hard when you play them, or do you just make it look as graceful as possible?
Well, I don't want to make them into something that they're not. I don't want to make them into the Mendelssohn, look like the Mendelssohn violin concerto, because of course the pieces are a little bit smaller, but they have this great elegance and it's more subtle. They're showy maybe in a little bit more subtle way, and of course they have some cadenzas there, and it's a different style. But that being said, I think they do stand on their own, and I don't think one needs to do too much to them. I think they really speak to the audience.
Well, let's hear from one of them now. This is your recording of the Adagio of the Violin Concerto in C by Haydn. You're performing with the Cologne Chamber Orchestra led by Helmut Müller-Brühl.
Thank you.
in a way, you say that that movement, the slow movement of the Haydn C major violin concerto, is the highlight of all of them, the sort of the centerpiece of the whole Haydn violin concertos.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite movement from them, and I think it's, I think this is what makes that C major concerto really special. It's this intimate, beautiful movement. You know, it's like a combination between a love song and a prayer, and some in its mm-hmm. character, I think. And it has a very unusual form. How that ascending line at the beginning comes back at the end, so it sort of frames this movement, which otherwise in its form is more has more the form that I see Bach sometimes using in the slow movements of his concertos, that there's a sort of you know, the pizzicatos in the orchestra, sort of this moving how would you call that? Well, it just keeps the thing moving, and the melody sort of spins on and on.
Yeah.
And there is, at one point, there is almost a recapitulation, but it really is not in sonata form at all. And it's very special.
We're speaking with violinist Augustin Haderlich. He's here to appear with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra this evening. He'll be performing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto tonight. And you've done some other recordings besides the Haydn. What else have you recorded?
Well, my newest recording, which is officially coming out next week, but will already be on... I'm already selling it at concerts, is a disc of solo violin music with the Bartok solo sonata and some Paganini caprices and two Isai sonatas. And then more contemporary piece by the German composer Bernd Alois Zimmermann. So that's the newest one.
The Bartok solo sonata. Was that something that was commissioned by Yuri Menuhin?
Yes, Yuri Menuhin commissioned it. It was written for him. He also premiered it. But unfortunately, Bartok died just before the premiere, so he never got to hear it.
Well, Paganini got to hear his caprices many times. I suspect he played them often in concert, and they, of course, have taken on a life of their own, some of them, that 24th in particular. But some of the less frequently heard ones you have represented here, tell us about number 9.
Number 9? Well, I think that's a very... cute piece. You know, these caprices are very different from each other, and there's some that... You know, there are a few that I find sort of annoying to listen to, and then there are
a
couple
that
are
candor. You're honest.
No, it's true. And then there are a couple that that are really very, very beautiful, because he had a real talent for lyrical writing. And number 9 is more of a scherzo in character. I mean, it's very light spirited, but it's, you know, in his really great caprices, all these technical obstacles—they serve a musical purpose. I think it ends up being a really, really nice composition.
Well, you've piqued my curiosity, so let's hear our guest, Augustin Haderlich, with the Paganini Caprice Number 9 for solo violin. That's what is a 1683 Stradivarius sounds like?
yes. It's I have this wonderful violin on loan from the Indianapolis Violin Competition for a total of 4 years. So I have 1 year left on it now. And it's just a really gorgeous violin. It's also what I'm playing tonight for the Mendelssohn. Yeah.
Speaking of tonight, our guest violinist, Augustin Haderlich, will be performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And you can find more information at wcoconcert.org, and their phone number is 608-258-4141.
Well, been a pleasure having you with us today and hearing your music, and we'll look forward to hearing more.
Well, thank you for having me, and
best of luck in your career. Thank you
thank you very much
for coming.
Yeah, and actually I should mention that he's not 50, as I implied early. He's 25 years old, and he's done all of this, which is really quite the
very impressive
accomplishment.
Yeah.